Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Big How Did I Get Here? It's me, Alexa. And today we have a very, 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 very special guest sitting in with us today in Jay's stead. It's Diane.
Hello.
Thunderous applause come from the audience. Well, yes. It is like the Super Bowl in here.
People have been petitioning. They've been writing. Mm-hmm. They've been outside with protest vans. Where
they've
is
had signs.
Diane?
Where is Diane? We need the Diane, mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And today, while we're recording, it is International Women's Day. So this is our service to you guys. So
yes.
Happy International
Women's
Day.
We did it for
Women's
the
Day.
Woman.
We did.
We did it for the girls.
The girls.
Do it for the girls.
The girls. But yes, welcome back to Hadig. How did I get here, where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side knowing more but not feeling that much smarter? Miss Diane, what do you think that means?
I know exactly what it means. I wrote it.
Yeah, that would make
sense.
In
case you don't know who I am, I am not just like a random stranger who walked in here and sat down. I am a known stranger who walked in and sat down.
Yes, a known stranger.
Yes, I'm filling in for Jay. I produce this show along with some other shows at the Dive Network. If you guys are familiar, you might have heard my voice here and there. You might have seen my passing shadow now and then again.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am before you. So there you go. I literally didn't answer your question.
That's okay. That is how did I get here. That is how this podcast goes.
You said, do you know? And I said, mm-hmm. And then I moved on real fast without answering you. But what should we check out, Alexa?
Well, today we're going to be… what should we check out? Yes, of course. Make sure you check out youtube.com/divepods for the full episodes of every single podcast. And, you know, if you don't already, check out Dive Studios Patreon, where we have exclusive behind-the-scenes perks and more stuff for the community, which is patreon.com/divestudios.
Yes,
and check out all of our other socials too. You know what they are. They're probably somewhere in the description, I'm assuming.
You know what's funny?
What?
People ask a lot about… people within our staff having like a podcast or guesting on other shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We literally have a thing called Office Pod. And so people from our office do little like 10-minute soundbite audio podcast recordings.
Well,
so if that's of interest to you, that's my plug. There
check
we go.
It out. Office Pods.
Yes.
Ooh, check it out then.
All right.
All right. So hopping right into the meat of today. Is our future already determined? Do we have a predetermined destiny, Diane?
What does that mean?
That is a good question.
Yes.
I feel like this all can link back to like, you know how like… oh, I forgot what the actual name of this is. But it's like in life, like certain decisions lead to certain outcomes in your life. Like if you sit by this one kid in kindergarten and they become your best friend, that changes how your life could be. But if you sat by somebody else… that could have changed.
Isn't that called
it
like the butterfly effect, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
The mariposa effect. I don't know.
Yes.
But you know, I feel like from the second you come into this world, I guess there's things that are determined for you. But I feel like there's always like a two-way path. And it's just whichever one you take. It's a, you know, it's a choose your own adventure kind of thing, I guess. Like the outcome might be similar, but how you get there might be different.
Yes. It's basically saying if your choice, the choices you make in life matter or not. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As in like what you decide will change and affect the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the long run or immediately. So I guess that's kind of like the idea, right?
Yeah.
Or is it already determined where no matter what you do, even the choices you make have been determined.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really your choices.
Exactly.
In
sometimes
that way.
Sometimes we think about that. Like we're living in a giant game of Sims. So I'm not making my decisions. Whoever's controlling my sim.
You got it. You left. You abandoned the computer a long time ago. You walked away. You let me just roam around.
Oh yeah. I was given
the
free
kitchen
will.
Is on fire. Please. Tell me to take it
up.
The
kitchen is on fire. It is on fire. So free will versus determinism. Simply psychology. A psychological perspective. The determinist approach proposes that all behavior has a cause and is thus predictable. Free will is an illusion and our behavior is governed by internal or external forces over which we have no control. However, a problem with determinism is that it is inconsistent with society's ideas of responsibility and self-control that form the basis of our morale and legal obligations. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of basically what I said.
Yeah, basically.
Right? But in a much smarter master's degree way.
Harvard. Versus though free will. Free will is the idea that we are able to have some choice in how we act and assumes that we are free to choose our behavior. In other words, we are self-determined. Mm-hmm. But there are important implications for taking either side of this debate. Deterministic explanations for behavior reduce individual responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I mean, it's probably not the best example, but when you say like boys will be boys with certain things,
yes,
that's like determined.
Speaking of International Women's Day,
we hate that term. We hate that phrase. We do.
Because you take away the responsibility on the individual's choices mm-hmm. that they make and mm-hmm. then leave it to, well, that's just nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could mm-hmm. argue, you know, if I, this has happened to me.
Mm.
If I order, if a friend orders delivery to my house and then they leave,
mm-hmm.
but they leave all the trash from their delivery in my house. This has happened with multiple people, multiple times, and it drives me crazy. But what if that person came to me and was like, that's not, that was not a choice. It's just my, it's my nature. It's my determined fate.
No, no, no.
It's my determined fate to just leave trash in your house.
It's not your nature. You have a brain that works and two hands to pick up garbage.
Yes.
Please. Please.
This is what the… Universal, this is what the design was.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands were made for picking trash. The thumb. The opposable thumb. Yes. Whoever created the universe, whoever that may be to you, they said, pick this trash up, please.
With our opposable thumbs.
Yes. You heard it here first.
There
we go.
You
gotta pick up trash.
Exactly. And this is all gonna tie into understanding the fourth dimension.
Yes. Yes. Yes, well, we just laid out to you the foundations of understanding the fourth dimension. So if you're not following, I hope you start.
We're going to Dr. Strange this a bit.
Yes.
This comes from Physical Perspective, an individual blog. According to four-dimensional theory, time is only one coordinate. I don't like that. In other words, the past, present, and future are already determined. So is our future predetermined? Based on the fundamental physics perspective, it is. However, from the perspective of quantum physics, our future can differ as relative to how we observe it.
Now, I do also want to be sympathetic to mm-hmm. those where English is not their first language.
Those
and so that
words.
Was, even for first language speakers, that was crazy.
It's a mouthful,
what you just
yeah.
said was crazy.
Yep, fundamental physics, four-dimensional theory.
A lot of stuff. But from what my understanding about all of this is that basically it's how… you see time. So mm-hmm. people who believe in this theory, they believe that time is layered.
Right.
And not a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So those who believe in the straight line believe that, you know, it's the domino effect of action. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You do something and then it causes this whatever.
Chain reaction.
Yeah, chain reaction. Mm-hmm. But then when you think about the fourth dimensional theory and time is stacked, it's mm-hmm. a little more complicated because it's almost insinuating things are happening at once.
Exactly.
Right?
When you think about it, they are though. Oh, my brain.
Oh,
my brain. Andrew, I can't do this today.
Okay.
My brain.
You're like, just believe me.
I'm going to just say things and not explain them because that's my nature. So.
Oh, that's destiny. Okay, go on. Go on.
If we, in 3D, look at a photo. Look at this photograph.
Aerodynamically, it makes me laugh. Oh, how it makes me laugh. Keep going. So what? We're looking at a photo?
Looking at a photo.
Yeah.
It is looking into 2D, which is true. So in turn, if we were in 4D and watched a short film, it would be looking into 3D. This is because the human brain only interprets the flow of time as a singular frame. If individual activity were to be represented by coordinates, like on a graph, look at this graph.
And every time it makes me laugh.
I'm sorry, Nickelback's on my new.
All right, mathematician, keep going.
There we go. during the day, and all coordinates are connected.
Okay.
It would appear like irregular churros or a twisted churro.
Oh, okay, okay. So according to this theory, if your individual activity mm-hmm. were to be presented at a graph.
Yes.
And all the points of how you live your life were mm-hmm. being connected, it mm-hmm. would turn into this crazy, just like knot, basically.
Exactly,
like a loophole of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Because if you think it's like your day and night activities, like daytime, nighttime, daytime,
day
nighttime,
daytime,
daytime,
yeah.
Churros. That's what I took away from that.
Destiny is churros.
Destiny
you can write
churros.
That on a shirt. And I will see you.
Dive Studios merch.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. However.
However, a fourth dimensional being, human beings will be completely different from what humans, from what humans see in three dimensions. If they observe coordinates in their world as if they were temporarily suspending the video, it would only then look like we are seeing it with our eyes. This is some Inception stuff, and I promise you, I did well in school. Science was my number one subject, but my brain is not comprehending this at the moment.
Yeah. I feel like I'm reading just like the plot of Interstellar right now.
Yeah, basically.
And I'm like, no, I totally get that. Mm-hmm. I'm on like a Tinder date. Yeah. I'm like, I relate. I love that movie too. I understood everything. The bookshelf.
Smiling
them all makes sense. It all comes together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this wonderful tapestry that we call human life. Well.
All right. Okay.
Wow. So basically…
To paraphrase,
it's kind of like the whole outside looking in kind of thing. But how would I even articulate this into a simpler…
You don't have to. It's written down for you. You can just read it.
Yeah. Okay. So to paraphrase, let's say that there is a cotton candy that represents our lifeline, which is all tangled up together. Delicious. And there is a wind blowing on it. We can change the position of cotton candy strands by blowing the wind according to our own will. Yes. In other words, the path, accurate coordinates of time and space, can be changed little by little depending on the will, i.e., you know, no one can either go to college or go to prison depending on their behavior. However, probability does not allow the point of wind blowing to move in an instant to the exact opposite direction. For an example, it's a hard day.
It's hard to go to Mars the next day if you want to.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
You know what's so funny? They've paraphrased it and I still very much…
I think it's saying like, you know, our life is determined by outside factors. But you know, you can kind of control like…
The probability. Like the direction it goes.
Exactly. But you can't control the outside forces. That's the thing. Like we can't control the wind. I am not Aang. I am not Avatar The Last Airbender. So I cannot control the wind. But basically, you
know… You're telling me this isn't just the plot of your next series, Alexa?
Okay, realistically, listen, I will say on a short little rabbit trail here…
It's not just like the breakdown of the music video.
Basically, because not gonna lie, before I debuted, like before Alexa was created, when there was just Alex, our company, of course, was already looking into things like the fourth dimension and this kind of thing with quantum physics and different dimensions. That's why my whole spiel is multi-dimension and… AI stuff and you know all that good stuff, but
so for people who maybe you know weren't able to keep that close enough attention, where is Alexa now? Where is she in this multi-universe world?
That is a good question. where is Alexa now? Where are they now? Great question.
Yeah.
Alexa. Well, she at the end of Revolution. How many clones of Alexa have died at this point? I don't know. If you watch the villain music video, there's a lot of dead me. And it's like, oh, okay. And then Revolution happened. And then that Alexa killed a bunch of other clones. But then at the end, she gets killed. And then there's like Valkyrie looking one comes down from the sky in a suit of armor. It's like, ugh. So I don't really…
Isn't Valkyrie a game?
I guess.
Or a Twitch streamer or something?
I don't know. It's also
you
the debut song of Oneness. Please check them out. Thank you.
Oh. Okay. Well…
What else?
If anyone listening… is happy to do it and is really into sci-fi, please go through Alexa's music videos and try to like just string it together. Try to summarize it for me in three sentences. Everyone in the comments of this episode, I want to see what your guys' way of book reporting Alexa's entire AI mythology up to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My lore. Don't let Diane down, guys. Do it, please. Don't let me down. I'm curious to also see. I want to see how people's comprehension skills go because I'm also confused with something sometimes. And it's my concept. But it's great. It's confusing, but it's great. And yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like here that on this topic…
Yes.
Physics suggests that the future has actually already happened.
Oh, from the British Broadcasting Network. BBC. Wonderful.
Yes.
Do you have any input on that? Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Is that all right with you?
Did you hear the news?
What did I hear?
Physics suggests
that the future has already happened from BBC.
The future has already happened.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Very. Already happened.
Really?
My goodness.
It reads here that Einstein's theory of relativity suggests that there is no real difference between the future and the past. Oh my God.
Wait until Patricia Dunn at the pub hears about this. She's going to have an absolute laugh. My goodness.
Sorry to any British people. We're Americans. What do you expect? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. What does Einstein say?
Well, Einstein's theory of relativity suggests that there is no real difference between the future and the past, which frightens me immensely. Ooh. But maybe that's where people get the phrase that history repeats itself. Because the future and the past, they keep doing the thing, maybe?
Okay.
I don't really know if that was a coherent thought, but... let's see. The relativity theory we typically hear about is how the faster we go, the slower time runs. So, for example, if two people were in a high-speed rocket into space with two synchronized clocks that they both agree are running at the same time, someone who stands on a platform watching the rocket move would tell you that the person in the back of the rocket's clock moves faster than the person sitting in the front.
Oof. Do you remember hearing about this in your, like, high school physics class?
I remember this. Really? Please explicate.
I remember them talking about relativity, and they're saying, like, someone who, like, shoots in on a rocket into space will come back after X amount of time, and they will have aged slower than people on Earth. So, like, on Earth, it's been, like, let's say 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, going in the rocket ship and coming back, maybe it's only been 2 years. And you have literally physically not aged as fast. I think. The numbers might not be obviously accurate, but the idea, I believe, is similar to what I just said.
I was not aware of that because I actually didn't take physics in high school.
You didn't have to do that?
Mm-mm, physics wasn't a required thing. Like, I could have taken chemistry or physics, but I chose to do physiology instead.
Oh, you said the body.
Anyways. But yeah, that's kind of disturbing though. But if you think about it, what if we all just go to space? Could we somehow create some form of immortality that way?
You could, but I don't think you'd want it.
No. I don't. Fame, I want to live forever. No, I don't. Mm-mm. I do not want to live forever. But that's interesting. Like, what if we started sending the elderly to space? I'm just saying. Like,
just strapping my Hermione into the backseat of a rocket with Elon Musk at the wheel. We talked about Interstellar. Okay. Our assistant producer, Minsu, wants us to talk about Interstellar. And I'll say it right here. I did not like that movie. So I don't know if you want me to talk about it.
I mean…
Matthew McConaughey, hey. He was on that rocket. He went to, like, different worlds to see if we could live in a different Earth because we ruined the one that we were on, right?
Yes.
And then the part that I mentally just clocked out was when they… Spoiler alert. Got to the planet that was just all water.
Mm.
And it was like tsunamis everywhere. And I looked at that and I was like, why are we trying so hard?
I don't know.
Just give it up. Go see your daughter. Damn.
I don't know. But that just kind of ties into how I guess humans are naturally curious by nature. And like we're competitive and we always want to find the next thing before somebody else does.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that enough Interstellar talk for you? Did you like that? Do you feel like we did it justice?
No, I mean like you might mention about like how time flows differently.
Oh yeah.
Like remember when Murphy turns into an old grandma?
And yeah.
Still at the same age.
Okay, so go watch Interstellar. Go watch Interstellar. That's basically what we're talking about this entire time. So shockingly not sponsored by Interstellar.
Darn.
But
sponsors, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yes.
All right. And so relativity results in what is called loss of simultaneity.
Yes. Relativity results in loss of simultaneity. I never heard that word before, but today it's a first. Wow. All right. Another analogy is that aliens from a distant galaxy vote to invade Earth. I'm here for this theory. And they all vote and decide they will attack tomorrow. Then back on Earth, if Diane and Alexa were to cross paths, even high-fiving real quick, and walk in opposite directions, Diane can technically be walking farther away from the distant alien galaxy thinking, oh, tomorrow the aliens are voting whether or not they'll invade the Earth. Whereas Alexa, walking technically closer to the distant alien galaxy, will think, oh, the aliens already voted and they're on their way, like I would. Time and distance are relative to each other and can affect our perception of the past, present, and future. Both thoughts above can be considered fact all at once because of relativity. So because of this, there might be a future already determined. Some of us are just physically slower to catch up on it. I'm accepting the aliens, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel physically slow all the time. So I completely believe that this is true.
I mean, hey. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, think about that. Mm-hmm. Muddle in it. Are you physically slow? Are you in the up and up? Do you think aliens are attacking tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Apparently that all is relative to each other.
Yes. Honestly, the apocalypse could be nigh and we just don't know. We can't control that. I mean, technically we can. Global warming and all that jazz.
All that jazz.
We don't have time to get into all that jazz, but…
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You feel good?
I feel great.
Okay.
So with that said, it's time for a little song break. Today, I'm going to plug Jay because he's not here. I'm going to give you 50 proof by each.
Do you still wait to sunsets, eat them alone, watching the moon rise, asking on and on, what hurts, come home. How you've been doing? You sleeping alright? I worried it is to wake you up at night. You know why, but you don't know why at the same time. Hold your arm, you're 50 proof high. Been worried all night, wondering all night, who loves you now? Wipes the problems, at least turned autumn.
Wow.
Welcome back from the song break. Wow, good song.
You know who directed that video?
Who?
Stephanie Mikhova, who actually is now host of one of the dive…
Beauty Bar!
Dive shows called Beauty Bar. She actually wants to come on the show.
Oh, please. Please come on the show.
It's just
please
a matter of scheduling.
Yes.
Yeah.
We welcome you with open arms.
There you go.
Yeah. So, now that we've taken time to… talk to y'all about this interesting stuff. We wanted you guys to ask us some personal questions about some stuff. And so we're going to get into that stuff right now. Yeah. This comes from Kilara. Yes. What's something you wish you understood better? This topic.
I wish I understood Korean better.
But you…
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what happens is that I'll turn on Yening or a variety show because I like having it on the background.
Right.
But if I take my eyes off the screen, I'll have no idea what's going on. Oh, just based off the audio.
Okay.
Because I'm playing like Final Fantasy or something on my Switch. So my like head is looking down and I would love to be able to hear it.
Right.
And like understand what's probably happening on the TV.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. But for me, it's also stocks. The economy.
Oh, stonks.
Stonks. I would like to understand the economy like an adult, but you don't get taught these things in school. So…
You weren't?
I mean, we learned about like interest, but we didn't really learn about stocks.
Oh, we had to do…
An investment.
Oh, okay. I think it's school…
It's different
you know,
schools, yeah.
Props to Oklahoma for all the effort they put. Because my best friend is also from Oklahoma. But I guess in my school, we had a semester where you have to do economics, obviously. Mm. And in that… semester, we actually did Excel sheets and we like fake invested in real stocks and tracked like how it went. And then after like 2 weeks, we have to report like, you know, if we sold, if we like made money, if we lost money.
Wow.
And stuff like that. And did I invest in stocks after? No. But…
Stocks.
But you know…
Today's sponsor is the stock market.
In a lot of ways, that's very true. That is very true. But yeah, you want to… I'll give you some links to some apps that helps investing better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I need help with that.
There you go.
This next question comes from Yash. How do you handle the pressure of big events? They say, I've got a big event coming up and I'm incredibly nervous, so I'm not sure how to handle the nerves.
Well, would you like to tackle this first? I mean, there's a lot of things that
you do. I don't know what big events you think I've got going on.
I mean, you basically run Dive.
Is that a big event? Is that a big event? I guess, what's not embarrassing to talk about? actually, okay, this isn't about like in relation to mm-hmm. big events, but pressure in general, mm-hmm. I think maybe I'm peculiar in how I handle pressure because I think under intense pressure, I actually get too calm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I shut down. I'm very like hyper aware, okay. but my body won't let me react.
Okay.
Or not react. How do I explain it? Like I just don't freak out.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not one to freak out about anything. And so, for example, I've done a lot of live production mm-hmm. assistance. And so, I was the stage manager for a huge charity event in LA back in like 2018. And it was with like a lot of celebrities. And it was, there was 20 acts on the bill that night. It was all for charity for gun violence awareness. And so, I had to basically like report, like run the whole stage. Uh-huh. And I think I had one day notice for it. So I was just looking at it. And so the producers kept coming to me like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you're good? You know, it's not too much? And I was just like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's like, well, what do you think it is?
I don't know, tell you. It's a lot.
Oh my
but
gosh.
But for events where the spotlight's more on you. I think it's because there's no spotlight on me when I'm doing this, right? But for you, where all the tension's on you, yeah. how is it that you've managed to handle those types of pressures?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess for me, it's a little different because I am a solo artist. That's the thing. So like, you know, before my first comeback stage or like before like the first like on-move scene for like music video when we start filming, it's sometimes I wish I had members to be like, hey, can we all talk about this? Like build the team spirit up so I'm not just freaking out by myself. But thankfully, you know, I have my wonderful dance teams I work with and my staff that are wonderful and supportive. But I don't know. I feel like in pressure of big events, for me, it's typically always the first stage of my comeback. That typically makes me freak out because, you know, there's the rehearsals before you got the dry, the camera, then the live show. And it's like, if I mess up during any of those, I'm like, this is literally my first day. Why do I suck? Like,
but if you, once you get through it, you're kind of like, I'm able to repeat this process.
Exactly.
I bet, because you did musical theater. So yes. I bet you it's a lot like opening night jitters, right?
Yeah, very similar
don't
to opening
get,
night jitters.
It becomes
yeah.
more automatic once mm-hmm. you like keep doing the shows.
But it's so interesting though, because I get more nervous for my stages as an idol than I did for when I did theater programs. Even though the plays I did, they're like 2 hours long and I had to come on, costume change, makeup change. But just for the 3 minutes or so that I'm standing on a stage alone.
But that's like, probably it, right? Because it's alone. And it's also music. So it's probably more personal, right? The actual, it's not like, oh, this musical that has like 100 iterations of it.
Right.
You know, where you can be detached personally from the material or like how the outcome is. But if it's music, surely it's like you want to express it the best way that you can because it's yours.
Exactly.
So yeah. So have fun with that.
Yeah. I mean, to calm the nerves, honestly, what I would suggest because what I do, I check my breathing. I make sure my pulse is down because, you know, you can't get out there and be like, oh, hello, yes, welcome to my first stage. It's time to talk about things now. Like, calm down. Breathe. Drink some water. I don't know. If you want to cry beforehand, cry. Like, just get it out if you need to. Like, I don't know. Just breathe and just make sure like, run through whatever you have to do ahead of time. Like if you're standing backstage or if it's before a presentation in class, like if you're sitting in your seat, run through it all in your head before you go up, I guess.
Yeah.
That helps exponentially.
I think, I don't know if you know, this is good for self-esteem, but for me, it's genuinely like life will move on. What is the worst case scenario? And accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that could happen very well. Worst case scenario, life still moves on, right? Like
true.
It'll become a memory to you. Mm-hmm. And also, I used to do improv.
Oh.
And when people start out in improv, they really get into their head.
Mm-hmm.
And they give themselves a lot of pressure for very low stakes performances.
Yep.
And so I remember a coach actually stopped our entire class like mid practice or mm-hmm. whatever. And he was like, I want to put things in perspective to you guys. You guys are grown adults who paid money to play pretend at 7 p.m. once
improv.
A week. So if you think that there is winning or losing in this, just know you've already lost. So if you've already lost, you might as well just have fun and just do it for yourself. And really, truly, the outcome is you still lost. So, and I don't know why, but that was so comforting to me. And it actually like made me think like, oh, I know maybe it's not fun for other people to think like this doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But it kind of doesn't matter to others.
Mm-hmm.
It matters to me.
Right.
And so if I'm vibing, I'm vibing.
I did not know you did. I did improv troupe in college too.
Oh, really? So. What was your group's name? Improv group names are hilarious.
Oh, what was our name? Suddenly.
Mine was Gyno. That's real. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
It all comes together. Happy International Women's Day, guys.
This is the graph of our life that we are looking at.
Yeah.
Incredible.
All right. I think we gotta go.
Yeah, okay. With that being said and done, make sure you send your questions to hashtag HDIGHBIG and let us know what should be the next big topic for our question to search for the next podcast episode, of course. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at TheDiveStudios, youtube.com/DiveStudios or /DivePods for the full-length episodes. And make sure you check us out on TikTok as well at TheDiveStudios. Make sure you subscribe and give a review to this podcast. And we'll see y'all on the next episode.
Thank we sure will.
We sure will.
But it already happened, so you tell us how it
the
went.
Future's predetermined. Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
How did I get here? With Jay.